I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order. The date is September 12th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congresswoman Whitehorn if she would say our morning prayer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Father God, we just come before you this morning just in your presence, and we just praise you for being mighty and awesome God. We praise you for the creation of this earth, and we praise you and thank you for our life that you give us, Lord. We just hope that we always keep that in front of us, how precious this life is that you give to us, and that you want us to live a life that helps others and serves others, Lord. I just ask that you be with us today as we meet. Consider the business of the nation, Lord. I pray that you'll keep our hearts in check so we can have productive conversation that points us in a good direction to get things done for our people that'll best serve them and their needs, and help us be a government that is there for our people, Lord. I just ask you right now that you be with the families that are suffering from tragedies and loss. Lord, I ask that you comfort them and that you be with them. It's hard for us to understand how our life progresses, but you have that understanding, Lord, and I just ask you to help us with that. Comfort those that mourn. Be with those that have sickness. You are the great physician. You're our healer, our provider. And I just ask that you be with those that are left behind that mourn the loss of their loved ones. Just be with them. Lord, send people along behind to help them through those times also. Help us be mindful of those people that they need a kind word from us. Lord, I just ask that you be with our young minds and our children. Help shape them in a way that they can walk and they can be proud of who they are. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Oh, my fault. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Moving on, next item will be the approval of the journal. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On page 2, Chairman of Education is myself. I believe I reported ONC in 1960.
Could you speak up, please?
Chairman of Education Committee is myself, and I believe I reported ONC in 1960 to Congress.
Thank you. Continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. ONCA 1987. I don't believe that's the correct title for that bill.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to approve the journal September 10th as amended, or as corrected.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no. Journal is approved. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time? Seeing none, are there any reports of standing committees? Seeing none. Next item on the agenda, General Order Day One, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading an ONCA 1960, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,500,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 1966, an act to authorize and appropriate $8 million to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund from fiscal year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members under 65 years of age as set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Mr. Speaker, given that there's a deadline for one of these bills and upon notice to the members, at this time I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1960 and ONCA 1966 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1960 and ONCA 1966 will move to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. Next item on the our agenda is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to move to hold ONCA 1973 on General Order Day 2 until Monday's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 The opposed say no. ONCA 1973 will remain on General Order Day 2. And you said on tomorrow's agenda, Monday.
Monday.
Monday's agenda. Next item, ONCA 1976. 60. Or do you want to start with 60? Okay. General Order Day 2, ONCA 1960, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,500,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1960 will be moved to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda. Next item, ONCA 1966, an act to authorize and appropriate $8 million to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund from fiscal year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members under 65 years of age as set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act, 16 ONC section 3-101 et sec, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1966 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next, we have ONCA 1976, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,756,099 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and hold ONCA 1976 until Monday's agenda.
Second. Was there a second?
Yes.
Who was it?
Brandy and Chan.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. ONCA 1976 will remain on General Order Day 2 on Monday's agenda. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1960 and ONCA 1966 on third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Congress.
Move to recess to the call of the speaker for second. The purpose of engrossment.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Opposed say no. We are in recess. Trey gets it ready, moves it back.